imagination. Imagination. So what is imagination? What is your imagination? Well, your imagination is image nation. What is nation? Birthing. Imagination is image nation or image birthing. What is image? The image that you create in your mind. Birthing. Imagination. Image birthing. Image birthing. Now, if you listen to any script writers talk, I haven't listened to many, but I've listened to some, and I have listened to the Zeph Daniel guy who said he's written some scripts. I guess he has. I never read them or saw the movies that he wrote, but I'm sure he's not lying about that, because he has too much. His vocabulary is too great for that not to be true. But anyway, I have listened to some of these writers talk. And what are they doing? What are they doing? They're using their imagination. Image birthing. Their mind has an image and is birthing. A lot of times, I've learned by streaming recordings that you don't even know what you're going to say before you say it, but it just appears. It's part of the flow. You're actually collapsing the wave function. As you're speaking a sentence, I don't know what I'm going to say. I just pick up the phone and start talking. I really have no script. I just start talking. Where does it come from? Just like this. I'm going down the highway right now, and I just thought about imagination where I had an email come in. I'm just talking. I'm just in the flow. And so when you get in the flow like that, whether you're writing a script or writing a story or writing a letter in the flow or writing an email, or whether you're communicating with somebody, talking to somebody, if you're spirit-filled, the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding you as you write and as you talk. And it's almost like you're experiencing a supernatural miracle just doing it. And that's why it's hard to stop. You know, these screenwriters, you would think they would just stop, but they don't. They write a few good movies, get rich, you would think they stop, but they don't. Why? It's something about the flow. Now, here's something else about the flow. Once you get in the flow, because a lot of it is God using you in the compilation as a piece. So let's say you speak something or you write something, and you would say, well, how did the prophets know? How did the prophets spoke and they wrote it down how did they know? Well, same with you. If you can rightly divide the truth, the word, and you can put everything in its right, proper path, just the fact that you're alive, you're the star, so it's like you're the unit. It's all about you, but in a fractal way. It's all about Jesus, but you're in Christ. So it's a fractal holographic truth that your thoughts are inside the story. You can't think outside of God, right? So if you have a thought, it didn't come from you. It's already been. And so what's happening with mankind, because iron sharpens iron, everything that's going to happen has already been. God is just allowing mankind to sharpen each other, to develop into the next state, man's next state. God is a spirit, right? Man is clay, but he has the earnest of the spirit. So as you're communicating, watching movies, or talking to somebody, or listening to a preacher, or emailing, or watching a TV show, listening to music, nursery rhymes, or whatever, you're sharpening each other, right? And somebody who is a script writer, or somebody who is a preacher or a teacher or a speaker or whatever, they're going to like to listen to other people. Why? Because that's their calling. You like the very thing that you're doing. You like to hear it in other people because you sharpen yourself. You learn from other people. You learn from everybody, really. If you're a carpenter, you should not want to compete with other people, but you should want to learn tricks from other carpenters. If you're a doctor, you know, they say, a lot of nurses say doctors have pride. They think they're smart something. But a doctor should be learning from other doctors, and a true doctor would be a lifelong student, you know. And so, it's all a Turing machine or a turning machine to sharpen mankind by the Spirit, by the Word, because everything is a derivative of the Word and of the Spirit. Same thing. Word and Spirit is the same. My mom said one time, she said, words don't matter. I said, yeah, they do. In my mind, I couldn't prove it at the time, but I can. I said, well, everything matters, really. Everything matters in matter. Everything that you're doing, the shapes, the colors, the alphabet, the symbols, like I'm looking at this truck right in front of me. Central Carolina Air Conditioning. And on the back of the truck, it says CCAC 3313. What is that? 33 is union, 13 is the sine wave. So God is using the sine wave, the drama, to turn you back in to oneness 33 with Him, the union. Long story short, imagination, everybody's using it. You're either using your imagination for good thoughts or bad thoughts, and thoughts come from the heart. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So in order to speak, you have to have a thought. It comes from your heart. You have to have a thought, and you speak it. I gotta get some gas. I'm at like 19 miles to empty. And so as you're speaking and flowing, and you're meditating on stuff you said before and what other people said, using the scripture as your litmus test, line upon line, precept upon precept, is coming out of your mouth, through your heart, from your heart, through your mind, through your mouth, from the Spirit, if you're speaking Spirit-filled. If you're in the flesh, you're speaking flesh-minded. That's when you're angry and mad and revenge and bitter and all that. But when you're in the Spirit flow, you're in peace. This car in front of me, their engine's knocking like crazy. I thought, is that me? Unless they're muffler. Anyway, so when you're in the Spirit flow, you're using your imagination, and that image birthing is happening. And so that's why you see the reflections or the reproduction, because it's already been in Christ. You have no new thought, right? So it's new to you. Let's say you do have a new thought for you. Just like when you learn calculus or algebra, it was already, it was new to you, but it was already derived 1,000 years ago. Or more, a couple thousand years ago, bro. Can't even remember when, long time, maybe 3,000 years ago. But anyway, algebra, calculus was before you were born. And so, long story short, every thought that you have, if you have some new thought, you think it was you, but it really wasn't. It's already been. And so if you have some new thought, then God is using you to birth in a reproduction or a reflection. So it's all reproduction. It's all reproducing. It's all ready been. It's just a matter of it birthing out. Nation, imagination, unless the image birthing out in front of you, just like the baby coming out. A man and woman have a baby, but it's new to them, but there's thousands and millions of babies being born all the time, but that one baby's new to them. Why is it exciting? Because it's their baby. But there's a million babies out there all the time. Why ain't that exciting? Because it's not theirs. It's personal experience. But then when you get into the state of mind where all babies represent a deeper truth, the infancy and the growth process to adulthood, you can actually see that you're going through it spiritually. And so you can take a fractal of all the babies, all the humans, all the men, all the women, all the families, all the, take a fractal look, a view at all this stuff, and what's going to happen? You're going to start to see patterns, and you're going to start to see archetypes, and you're going to see actually that everything's already been, and everything that you're doing, your next door neighbor's doing, and you're actually looking at yourself. So if it's already been in Christ, so imagination is what? You're taking the wave function of all possibilities which are in Christ, which, and it's already been at the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So you're taking that wave function and you're using your imagination to collapse it down into your reality. That's why it bursts, and that's why it reflects, and that's why it reproduces right in front of you. I was just thinking that. Yeah. Well, I had deja vu. Yeah, because it's already been. It's already happened. If you can think it, it's already happened. If you can think it, it's going to happen. Come on now, somebody's getting a hold of this. Image birthing, because it already has been, but it's new to you.